For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says he'd be proud to shut down the government over funding for a border wall after he gathered with top Democrats at the White House.
You want to know something?
This is spirals downwards.
Not long after the media left the Oval Office, so did Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, stopping to speak to reporters in the driveway. Schumer pointed to one of the president's claims inside.
But the wall will get built. A lot of the wall is built. It's been very effective.
The president said things are working quite well at the border. Well, we want to give him the same thing he had last year. If they're working well last year, they should work well this year.
Still, there's a large divide. Democrats are willing to spend another $1.3 billion on the wall, while the president wants to hold out for $5 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump is pushing back after a federal sentencing memo said he directed his attorney to violate campaign finance laws. In an interview, the president said he's not concerned about possibly being impeached and says he thinks people would revolt if that happened. The president told Reuters, it's hard to impeach somebody who hasn't done anything wrong. He also claimed that payments made by his former personal attorney Michael Cohen, supposedly on Mr. Trump's behalf, didn't violate campaign finance laws. In court documents, prosecutors say the payments were directed by the president, and they do violate those laws. The president is also now saying there were actually contacts with Russians and members of his campaign before the election, but he says the talks were, quote, peanut stuff. At least 16 Trump associates have been known to communicate with Russia before and during the election so far. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers have reached an agreement on the Farm Bill, and USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
It's a mammoth package that would fund key safety net programs for the next 5 years. The conference report signed by members of the House and Senate, a result of months of negotiations. The bill has a price tag of $867 billion over a decade. It's expected to be brought to a vote this week in the House, possibly as soon as Wednesday. It reauthorizes crop insurance and conservation programs and legalizes the cultivation of industrial hemp, but does not make significant changes to the food stamp program that serves nearly 40 million low-income Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Life is beginning to return to normal on the east side of Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city, but it's a different story on the west side. John Clemens reports.
Sections of West Mosul remain in ruin, as many Iraqis claim they will never return to their homes after suffering under ISIS. In a teleconference in Baghdad, Army Colonel Jonathan Byram spoke about the progress in East Mosul.
In Mosul, where the brutal rule of ISIS denied many the basic right of an education, now thousands of students are returning to recently opened schools. Businesses are reopening where rubble once stood, and over 4 million displaced Iraqis have returned to their homes of origin.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you and listen anytime, at home or on your personal device at U.